Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
Great. You know, there's only a couple things that excite me more than Kenny Rogers.
Is it taxes? The stimulus bill?
The stimulus bill. But you know what? I don't know enough about it. And a lot of our listeners are looking to learn more about taxes and all about the stimulus bill and the American Recovery Act. And there's so much to know that we decided to have a special feature this morning. So on the show with us this morning, we have Corey Sutton from H&R Block, who's a district manager. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Hi, Amy. Great to be here.
We're so happy to have you because the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is causing a lot of confusion. So we hope that you can correct that for us.
Yeah, it is causing a lot of confusion. I think the bigger point to understand about what's happening here is that the majority of this bill will affect Americans for 2009. I think there's a lot of anticipation that people thought maybe that there would be some advantages for 2008 tax filing season, but the bulk of this bill has to do with going forward from 2009 into 2010.
Okay, so now there might be confusion for taxpayers as well as employers. Can you maybe break that down a little bit for us? So maybe talk a little bit first about I'm just a listener, I'm a taxpayer, I'm getting all my stuff together now. Are we talking about 2008, we should put that to bed and now look at 2009? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're still going to there's still some advantageous programs, and I'll give you an example. The new home buyer credit, there was one that was given last year for new home buyers that if you had purchased a home between July 2008 and to the 31st of December, that you were entitled to a $7,500 credit. And that was something that happened with the first part of the stimulus package that came about. Now, what's taken place since that with the American Recovery and Investment Act of 2009, they kind of changed that. They're still looking at people buying new homes. And when they talk about a new home purchase, this means that you've not been a homeowner, not owned, purchased a home in the last 3 years.
Okay, so it's not a first-time buyer in general. It's in the last 3 years.
Still saying first-time buyer because they're kind of looking at it, but it's in the last 3 years of not purchased a home, okay?
Well, I'm glad you clarified that because I thought first-time buyer meant just first-time buyer.
It's the devil's in the details.
So it's new home buyer. It's not first-time buyer.
Not first-time. It's new home buyer. So what happened was in 2008, the way this worked was that there was $7,500 for this credit that you would get. And you'd have to make that purchase of this home between July and December. So this year, if you're filing your return and you've purchased that home, you would be eligible for that $7,500. Now, the one thing with this program is that you have to pay that $7,500 back starting in 2010. And with H&R Block, we have our tax professionals that which can actually show you the repayment schedule that you're going to have to pay that back, and you can pay that back over the course of 10 years. With the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, the amount has gone to $8,000. There's a major change in the provision, though. If you reside in that home and that's your primary residence for 3 years, you do not have to pay that money back.
Wow.
Which is a huge difference between the two programs. Now, for 2009, that home purchase has to be made between January 1st, 2009 and June of 2009. December 31st, 2009 to be eligible for the $8,000 credit, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other credits you can tell us about?
Oh, well, I'll tell you probably one that a lot of people are looking at is really, and I'll go to the Social Security. There's going to be a one-time $250 payment to people who are receiving Social Security, which is huge for a lot of individuals who are receiving that. This also may include veterans as well, where they're going to get the one-time payment. I would probably say the other part that is in the act that's going to be big is for home buyers in general to make your home more energy efficient. Originally, there was like a 10% credit that was given for that purchases, and it was capped at about $1,000, $1,500. Now it's 30%. So if you're looking to do some new things with your house, energy efficient home, furnace, windows, your roof, and it's really simple to do if you go into any home improvement center, okay, at Home Depot, Lowe's, there is this stamp that shows energy efficiency, the rating on that. that tells you that you can may qualify for this credit for the home improvement. So for the homeowner right now, yeah, that's huge.
But how would you know? I mean, if I've done improvements to my home, unless I've come to H&R Block and I'm working with a tax specialist, is that something you ask folks when you're sitting down with them?
As far as improvements, yes, because you're a homeowner. So we're going to ask those questions, and that's crucial that there are a lot of things, and I think that's the mystery behind the tax code. The tax code is 5,000 pages.
That's a lot. I'm not going to read that.
Get the cliff notes for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's happened just in the last year, there have been 500 changes to the tax code. So a lot of that you really have to decipher and ask the questions. The one thing that I can tell anybody, if you really want to maximize your tax return, yeah, home ownership is going to allow you to do some itemized deductions that you would not normally be able to get if you were an apartment dweller, okay?
Now, regarding that energy efficient stuff, is that, how about if I put a new roof on a year ago, I just had a luck on that?
No, you still get credit for that, okay? This is a provision that they put there, and this has also been in the bill. They just renewed it again. There's one thing
how
about...
How far back, though, does that go?
You're actually looking at 2007 going forward. There was always some type of provision that was in the code that was there to make your homes more energy efficient. A lot of individuals didn't take advantage of it and didn't understand what energy efficiency was.
Right.
So that's one of those things when you're shopping and you've got a contractor or whatever that you have come out, look, I'm looking for items that are going to be energy efficient and I can get this tax credit that's going to help lower that cost for me as far as an individual is concerned.
What kind of tax credits can you address on, from the business end?
The business end, I would say not so much, and I don't want to say credits, but as far as what you need to do to maximize that from a business end or a business owner. What I'm really seeing is crucial for any business owner, number one, is keep immaculate records.
Okay.
When we start talking about records, that's from just as a business. What are your expenditures for your business? What are you spending on? Keep those receipts. If it's just a simple Excel spreadsheet, if you are providing goods, cost of inventory, your beginning inventory, your ending inventory, what is that inventory selling for? I think the other part, if you're providing a goods or services, what is your billing schedule? Example, if you're into lawn care, okay, what is your billing schedule? What do you charge for cutting in your grass, trimming the hedges, this sort of stuff? Because the IRS is becoming more diligent with business owners and their record keeping. This is a huge area, and I can tell anybody that owns a business, you make sure your records are good. I've had an opportunity to talk to an IRS agent who does the audits and this sort of thing, and one of the things that they are really paying close attention to this year and going forward are those Schedule C's or business owners, making sure that the income is reported accurately and the expenditures are reported accurately. So the equation is if you've got your billing, then that will equate to what your actual revenue or your income is. You've got your cost of goods sold. What are you selling it for? You need to keep track of both
of that.
Good
records.
It's
really
good
records.
I think the other part of it is that some people are at home. They have their business at home.
So there are credits there that people might not be aware of.
Bingo. As far as the business at home, because you get credit for that space, whatever space that you're using in your home for that business. And you need to, there's a calculation that our tax professionals can help go through, know the square footage of your house, know approximately what the square footage of the space is. I think the other thing a lot of businesses, business owners don't take into consideration is depreciation of the equipment that they have. Whether that be your computer, your furniture, those fixtures, those can be depreciated. And that's something that a lot of people don't take advantage of.
There's a lot to know about taxes and about tax credits. And you said something about your team of tax professionals.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about H&R Block and why someone would want to use you over just a general CPA.
There's a couple things. As far as with H&R Block, the mandate for us is to really help and be your tax and financial partner. We're going to provide advice as far as your taxes currently and what you can do to improve your situation into the future. Our tax professionals are required every year to go back and get continuing education, which is very different from a lot of organizations or individuals because that's something that they don't do every year.
And there's a lot to know. Gosh.
We require that. That's a condition for them to come work for us if they meet this requirement of classes that they have to take, and they're instructor-led, and we also have them online. So it makes it very convenient for our tax professionals to get the education that they need. But even then, once they finish that, we go through another session really about training them on our program, our software, the interview skills, the questions that you need to ask that are relevant to tax situations currently, and then we go one step farther and give them tax updates that have come down recently, because a lot of times when you're going into the season, there's a lot of tax changes last session of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking, you know, November, December, that are going to affect the tax season starting in January. So we give them that tax update information as well there. So there's a constant learning. We even, matter of fact, I've got scheduled what we call our mid-season refocus. So we're going to go back over and review some of the issues that we've seen, what's happening with returns in particular, what do we need to do to plan, and what do we see coming down the road that's happening, you know, such as the American Recovery and Investment Act. How can we best give advice to our clients on how to prepare their tax return and better their financial future? It's an unfortunate thing, but I see a lot of people that this is the only time they get their financial checkup,
mm-hmm,
when they do their tax return. So for us, there's a lot of opportunities that we can talk to people about what they really need to do. Are they happy with the return, their refund? You know, what do you want to do? What's your plans? How can we help you and show you how to take actionable steps to make a better financial plan for yourself?
That's great.
Now, mm-hmm, Corey, last night the president spoke and, you know, laid out a whole bunch of new programs and new benefits, mm-hmm, for the taxpayers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of the stuff that he's talking about today or yesterday, as well as the last stimulus, is really going to come into effect down the road. It isn't, mm-hmm, going to really impact the 2008 as much as it will down the road.
Right.
Are there anything that he said last night that is going to help us down the road that we can start preparing for today?
I think one of the biggest ones is people who are currently, with unemployment. They're going to be an additional $25 per check. The first $2,400 is not taxable, which is huge. But also some of these individuals who have families and households, now the federal government is going to subsidize the COBRA medical part. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is huge.
Up to 65%, which is a huge deal for a lot of Americans who are unemployed but need the medical insurance. So there's some huge benefits there going forward that I see as a big advantage to take some pressure off most taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Now, so COBRA, mm-hmm, Amy, why don't you explain what COBRA is?
You know, I don't even have time. I'm looking at the time. That's a whole show in and of itself. But if somebody, basically it's insurance that once somebody has left their employer, they can take on their own and pay at a fairly high rate. I mean, COBRA is never, mm-hmm, cheap. It's never cheap, but it's usually the only option that somebody has when they've left a situation of employment and they still want insurance of the major medical type. One last thing, Corey, mm-hmm, there are so many different things to talk about, but just to tease our listeners, you, mm-hmm, talk about the first time home buyer credit. Mm-hmm. There are higher education credits, mm-hmm, energy provisions, and then there's also the sales tax deduction for new vehicles. There's so many things to know about. You said there's 5,000 pages. Mm-hmm. If you're someone like myself and taxes and finances is not my forte,
mm-hmm,
reaching out to H&R Block and getting the Cliff Notes version sounds like a fabulous way to go about taxes and finances for your business and personal finances in general. Mm-hmm. How can people reach out to you?
There's a couple ways you can do that. The best way is go to our website, www.hrblock.com. From there, you can actually do an office locator by your zip code. And what we've also done with that, once you locate an office, you can actually go into that office, and we have tax professional bios there with their pictures for the tax professionals. It kind of gives you a snapshot of their background, their knowledge, their experience, their hobbies, their whole interests. So you can actually either set up an appointment with them right online that you can go into the office, or we have a program where you can actually send your information online to that tax professional,
mm,
where they can prepare your information and send it back to you. It's called Start Online, Approve Online. So there's some options that you have there that's really advantageous, but starting at the website would be a great place.
Terrific.
And for most people, if they're really into the details, our Tax Institute has some information about the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act on the website. And it's pretty thorough. It gives you a lot of details. There's some question and answers that generally the public would have. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a good start on what to expect and what's taking place.
And how it'll impact you.
Yes, exactly. And what the impact's going to be for you.
Excellent. Great place to start. Yeah. Thank you so much for being our guest today. We hope people will reach out and learn more about H&R Block. And definitely, there's a lot to know about all the stimulus and the economy and all the wonderful things happening. Any final thoughts, Lee?
No, it's overwhelming. That's why you got to hire somebody.
It definitely is. Thank you so much for being our guest today. And until next week, we hope you'll have a fabulous week. I'm Amy Otto for the Atlanta Business Radio Show.